And here's a story you probably missed this week. A concrete overpass spanning Interstate 75 in Chattanooga, Tennessee, collapsed on Monday. Lieutenant Danny Jones of the Chattanooga Police Department said one person driving beneath the bridge was injured.
As one of the cars got here on scene, they located a blue vehicle that would actually have ran into the fallen piece of the bridge. At that time, we went ahead and administered first aid to the driver, and then we transported the driver to the hospital.
So why are we talking about this? Well, this week the annual Deficient Bridge Report came out, and it wasn't good. According to the American Road and Transport Builders Association, 47,000 bridges in this country are in poor condition and in need of urgent repair, including some iconic bridges like the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. Allison Black is chief economist for the group. And Allison, 47,000 bridges out of 600,000 total in the U.S. What's wrong with them exactly?
Well, these are bridges where one of the key elements during the bridge inspection is rated in poor or worse condition. And usually that's either the deck or the superstructure above a bridge or the substructure underneath. And sometimes, you know, this isn't always visible to the traveling public, but they are in need of repair.
It doesn't mean necessarily that they're about to fall down, right?
That's right. What we saw in Tennessee this week was an extreme case, but these are bridges which, again, are in poor condition and they do need to be fixed. And in addition to those bridges that are structurally deficient, about 4 out of 10 bridges across the country need some sort of major rehabilitation work. So unfortunately, it's not just these 47,000 structures that need to be fixed.
Can you explain the type of work that it would take to fix these bridges? Your report estimates that it would take 80 years, which is more than double what you thought it would take the year before.
It takes double because the pace of repair has slowed significantly. So every year, bridges are fixed, and as they're inspected, they're removed from the structurally deficient category. So overall, this past year, we reduced that number by about 550 bridges. So if we continue at this slow pace, that's where it's going to take over 80 years to fix them. It was a few years ago, we were fixing these bridges at a much faster rate.
What's happened? Why has the pace slowed? I just wonder if it has something to do with the fact that it's hard to get a construction worker anywhere in this country right now.
I think part of it has to do with overall funding. We've seen a number of states pass initiatives to raise their gas taxes, which is certainly helping. And while we do have a federal aid bill, there's not a lot of new money. It really is just keeping pace with project costs and inflation. So I think we're really looking to Congress to step up and provide some additional resources. And I think if we saw a significant increase in the federal funding side of this, that would really go a long way to help states that are trying to provide some of these repairs and fix these bridges.
Now, we'll get there because I know that's an important part of this conversation. But last week, the state of Mississippi shut down 34 of its bridges. And I want to listen to this from the state's transportation director, Melinda McGrath, explaining why.
Because imminent failure will occur. These bridges have been inspected by professional bridge inspection teams and deemed that they are dangerous to the public.
So in one way or another, we are all driving on these bridges across the country. Do you think that we can trust that other state governments are taking the necessary steps to keep people safe?
Yes, I think public safety is absolutely the number one concern of state DOTs and local governments. And what you're seeing in Mississippi is taking that responsibility to close those structures that are unsafe. The other steps that we see, which might be very common, is if you're driving over a bridge and you see that there are weight restrictions. But there's also a cost to that. There's an economic cost when freight shipments have to be rerouted. And we see that in many local communities.
Okay, I want to hear one more piece of tape. This is from President Trump's 2018 State of the Union address.
Tonight, I'm calling on Congress to produce a bill that generates at least $1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment that our country so desperately needs.
Over a year later, that still has not happened, although Democrats say they could work with the president on this. What would a dream infrastructure bill look like for you?
My version of a dream infrastructure bill, and I think where you would see the most return, is if We took the steps to shore up and fix the Highway Trust Fund, make sure that we have enough resources for states to use, and a significant increase in direct federal investment, which by law, most of that money is going directly to help with capital outlays and major projects like some of the bridge work that we're talking about. That would certainly drive significant growth and really give states the flexibility and the tools to make those needed investments.
Allison Black is chief economist for the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. Allison, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And one final note on this story. Last week, the Trump administration did float the idea of hiking the gas tax to fund infrastructure repairs. Congressional Democrats say, hey, we can work with that.